You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, it was, to say the least, frightening, a sense of our real dependence on technology and what happens when it fails. A cybersecurity update from CrowdStrike malfunctioned Friday, and that, as you well know, caused a global tech outage. The fault, from what I can understand, was caused by a defect in a Falcon content update for Windows hosts. And Kosanati Ndlovu is a journalist with Tech Central and joins me on the program now. And firstly, then, can you provide a detailed account of what exactly happened on Friday? And do we have more clarity as the working week starts?
So, Jeremy, yes. What happened is that there was faulty code in a software update for the Falcon security software, which CrowdStrike is a vendor of. This is one of the most widely distributed soft cybersecurity packages in the world. And this led to massive outages affecting computers at thousands of large organizations, including banks, media houses, hospitals, and airports. We do know that the glitch affected Microsoft Azure services, Microsoft 365 services, as well as Windows systems. We know that Linux and macOS users were not impacted by this, but Microsoft did come out over the weekend and say that over 8.5 million devices were affected by the glitch.
So what is going to prevent this kind of thing from happening in the future?
Well, it seems as though the issue is actually internal at CrowdStrike, that they did release a software update that where there was a glitch in the code and it went through their procedures, their procedural checks. So for them to prevent this, obviously, they just need to be much more careful at how they deploy their software when they're doing it.
When you talk about a glitch in the code, when it comes to any kind of update like this, is this something fairly common, or was this really out of the ordinary?
Well, this is somewhat out of the ordinary. The reason that this happened with CrowdStrike software is that the Falcon software is tightly interwoven with the kernel, which is the core of your operating system. Because of this tight integration, if anything wrong happens in the kernel, in the software itself, then your kernel itself is at risk, and this is what happened in this scenario. Now, you or I, when we use antivirus software, the antivirus is not actually sitting in the kernel, it's just an application. Mm. So if it happens that your vendor releases a patch or an update that is somewhat faulty, it might affect your system, but it won't cause it to crash in the way that this has, because it is not as closely interwoven with your kernel. So for organizations, I think maybe questions being asked are, do we want to use security or a security software system that works at this layer of the operating system? Do we want to perhaps mitigate that risk by using software that works at an application level? Of course, then there's a trade-off there, because, you know, the closer to the operating system the security system is, the better it can fight off viruses because it has privileged access. So yeah, this is something that companies will have to think about going forward.
Do we have a better idea of how South Africa was impacted on Friday?
Well, the biggest report we did receive was from Capitec Bank. I think they came out on Friday morning at 7 already, saying that their customers didn't have access to the banking app, internet banking, card payments were not going through, etc. But I think that by 11 on the day, they had recovered most of their systems. And I haven't heard any reports of their systems being down over the weekend. It does seem that from a South African perspective, the impact of this was not as wide. I mean, if you look comparatively, if you look at Australia and in the US, airports were down, flights were grounded, and even some hospitals were dysfunctioning, whereas we didn't have those reports here at home. So I think we were rather sheltered from this one.
One of the key lessons I would imagine for any organization, and for that matter, cybersecurity firms, would be to think about using multiple vendors for their cybersecurity rather than having to engage in a single point of failure, as you've outlined for me now.
Yes, that's definitely one strategy, especially if your organization is very large, then you don't want to put, you might want to spread the risk and not put the entire organization at risk. Another way of doing this, especially for large organizations, is to tier updates. So, for example, if an update for software comes out today, then say only your IT guys get the update today for the next week or two, and you just have that window. So that if there are any glitches in that, then it's the experts who will be dealing with it and identifying it before then that update is then rolled over to the rest of the organization.
It's an astonishing story because it also reveals a lot about the global dependence on technology and the potential risks when critical tech services fail. And that is just something that we're going to have to get used to. You can't walk away from this now, but you've got to understand with a greater degree of intensity, I imagine, the risk that something like this provides.
Yes, I think organizations are no longer used to thinking manually. You know, everyone is going digital, and I think this just shows has showed many organizations how weak they can be when something like this happens. And so I think when building systems, when building businesses, people do need to think about these kinds of events, what to do when they happen, and what kind of backups, and then teach people within the organizations how, as you teach people in a fire drill, you know, if there's a fire, these are the exits, and this is what you do. Well, if our systems are down, and you know, we cannot access our computers, how will we keep the business going?
And to that end, it's not fixed just yet. It's still going to take a huge amount of work to get computers back up and running. This is going to take a couple of days, if not weeks.
Yes, it is taking some time. I think that some organizations seem to be out of the woods. I have been following Microsoft 365 on Twitter, and they seem to be showing some good progress. CloudStrike on their website as well are giving updates, you know, almost every few hours to say how they are going with the problem. But it seems as though the worst has passed, but then there is still a recovery that especially the larger organizations have to go through, which will also involve manually inputting data that went that did not go through the system while there was an outage, and that is going to take them some time.
Nothing more terrifying than that blue screen of death. And Nkosinathi Ndlovu, thank you very much indeed, journalist at Tech Central. Appreciate your time.